Talk, we're starting the Sugya of Eish. Started on Sunday briefly. Sugya of Eish, Shoy, Mishum Kitzo, Baisha, Mishum Emoine, Chambes, and with Aleph, Momekane. A Kelev should not tell the Mishnah told us that the Kelev took a loaf of bread and he went to a Goddish and he ate the loaf of bread on the Goddish, but through that some coal burned down the Goddish. He pays on the loaf of bread that he shot him, and the God who pays Chatzina. Itme, Yechon Omar, Eishoy Mishum Chitzor. Vishlok Yishomar, Eishoy Mishum Amoyim. The Chiv of Eish, but the Torah says, Yechai for Eish. Amadik Zemave et Abeiro. Why you Chayiv? It's a Kuntum Yechon, because it's a form of Odom Hamazik. It's as if the person himself shot those arrows. So when you light a fire, it's as if your arrows are your fire. Your fire is the arrow. And that's why you're chayim. And in Shlok Shoma, Eishem Eishem Emoinoi, you're chayim because it's considered your money. Just like you're chayim for looking after your animals and your pit, you're also chayim for looking after your fire. Two different reasons. Either it's because of Olam Hamazik, or it's because he didn't look after his thing, that his property that caused the damage. So it's a choker to be a patient officer. We have to know which one's the more partial, which one's the muskarisha, which one's the chidush, and which one's more mistava. So just before we get there, let's see some Rashi. Second line in the Rashi. A show. Now, based on that of second line. Eishoy says Rashi, Hashaleach es ha-be'iro. Rashi's quoting the Pasuk. What's Eishoy? The Pasuk that says, Hashaleach es ha-be'iro, the one who sends the fire. Mishum chitzov. Hainu. Mechaibo. Hakosu. The Torah was Mechaib, the person of Hashaleach es ha-be'iro, Mishum chitzov. The Eil Ka'ovid, it's as if he himself did it. If he threw a chit. So says Rashi, it's Odom Hamazik, the Iu Ka'ovid. That's his side. It's Odom Hamazik, Iu Ka'ovid. He's the one who did it. Don't tell me it's my property that did it. It's not like the show. The show, if a show damages something, it's not like I did it. The show did it. I'm crying because I didn't look after my show. Be'esh, you're not crying because you didn't look after your money. Fakert, you're crying because Iu Ka'ovid, he did it. Mishum Moino is the Rashi, what's on is Lokish. Mishum Moino, Kishoyoi, Viboyoi, Shezikun. Yechayim, just like your show, just like your boy that damaged. Just like my show, the reason why Yechayim is look after your property. So too, Eish, the reason why Yechayim is look after your property. Just like my boy, Yechayim is look after your property. So to be the same idea. Anyone with an R on this Rashi? Kishoyin, the boy, Shizikun. Eish, like Momoin. It's like Kishoyin, your boy, the damages. The question is, the boy, your chayb and Shizurami, is not your money. If you want to find the prototype case of your money that damaged and you were meant to have looked after your money, it shouldn't have been boy. Because boy is, even if it's not your money. What's your shockage? Why you're actually saying is that sure when Bogo is Shizika, Bogo is not your money, but
maybe it's because you, Eish, also is the same kind of category as before, meaning that there's no mamashas to it. I'm using the wrong term from a mamash standpoint, but there's no, you can't own fire. I can't sell it to Yossi.
Yeah, that's maybe what Rishon doesn't hold of Rish Lakish because of that. But if in the Svar Rish Lakish holds that it is considered your money, so I understand they want to compare it to Shor. I understand that because Shor is your money. So you think somebody Shor, why are you trying for Shor? You didn't look after it. So do you fight for age? You didn't look after it. But and it's considered your money.
Just like when war, the Chazal made it yours.
Oh, very good. So they're moving. It's true, boy is not yours, but just like a boy, the Torah made it yours. How do you know that? How do you know the Torah made it yours? We want to have Kaftes, also we had him socking. one of Rav Tesman base. There's two things about 15 lines down, probably the Rav Tesman base. The first word in the mind is Rav Elazar. The Omar Rav Elazar Meshum de Rishmael. Shnei Dvorim Einon Birshutzer. Shel Adam. There's two things which don't belong to a person. Vason Akosov. Kielim Birshutzer. And Terry made them, consider them as if they are his property. Veilim Boi Birshutzer Avim. Vachomit Mishay Shaytar Mara. Boi and Vachomit. So, and then we had him softened up. Volume at base as well. So it's true, yes. So when Rashi says boy, it means boy, then the boy that the Torah says, you build a structure and it's considered your structure, it's considered you own it. So says, so here I have my shaleves, my money, my shaleves. So my shaleves is like my show, and my shaleves is like my boy. What do you mean my boy? It's not my boy. Yes, it is your boy. Because it's your boy. Because the Torah says that boy is yours. So why am I chayv if something falls into this boy that's in Yisrael? Because it's my boy, and I'm meant to look after my boy. So too, you're meant to look after your flame. That's how Rashi's learning, right?
Wouldn't it have been better for Rashi to just say Kinoro and not even have Kinoro?
No. Because Rashi understands here, we're talking about, we'll see in the next line, that you're only chayv if it's really your money. So the prototype case that I showed, Shur is my money, why not? Boy is like your money, say that. But Shur has to be your money. And Kadesh also has to be your money. Yes. Why are you tied for Ish? Why are you tied for Ish? Yeah, you're not committed. But if the Torah is saying it's like Adam and Mazik, then if you chayev, for instance, when Ezek Tzari Pesheves Bush, if the Torah is saying it's just like your money, then you don't even chayev for Ezek.
That's it. So we're saying in Torah, all the other ones are clear in Torah, and this one is not clear?
Shor is clear. Reason, there's only reason, one reason why by Shor you can be chayev. Moment. Certainly not your action.
You just said it wasn't clear.
There's only one reason why you chayev. It's your moment. Now, there's a shayla. What if it's your money? Are you chayv for anything your money does? Or the Torah made you a chayv to look after it, and since you didn't look after it, you have to pay.
Right.
But it's clear it's because it's your money, not because of you. Now, the maximum you have to pay is nezek. It's not the person himself doing it. Maybe he was negligent and didn't look after it, he has to pay for the damage. Maybe he's chayv because his animal did it, he has to pay for the damage. Damages. But it's certainly not all the mamas. He didn't do it. Zayin by Aish is a different type of thing. But we'll see why it's different. But Aish is a different type of thing, which Aish, you could say, I want that lit, right? I lit the fire. So it could be just an extension of my action. And therefore I should be Chayim Nezek Shani and also Nezek Tzarek Shabbat Vishas. Or you say, no, for some reason it's not my considered extension of my action. Rather, I could have created some property, and that property went and damaged, and I should have looked after that property. Nafkimina is where that would be chayev for those five things. Another nafkimina would be what would be if it would burn, kill someone. Would that person who lit the fire be chayev nezek shoni? If you're considering his action nezek shoni, not it would be chayev misa. He lit a fire and went and burnt and killed someone. So if it's considered that person's action and be chayev Misa, if it's just considered his money, no chiyuv misa for my money, the burns up. Right? So it's a very fundamental thing. We'll have to see in the Gemara why you're saying for sure it's called Adam and Mazak. Yeah? We have to see. The Gemara seems to say, Rishon said, not either. We have to see who's the more posh one. Is the more posh one of Yechanan, like you seem to be saying, or is the more posh one of Yishlokish? We have to see. That's a big shayla. How do you define what Ish is? Big enough gemenus.
So I think we're trying to compare it to a baby.
I know.
It's supposed to be its own thing.
What do you mean its own thing?
Chetzio is one of the...
Chetzio, yeah.
Ezekiel?
Huh? Chetzio is an act, is an arrow. It's clear. Chetzio is all my mouth. That's clear. If a person hits somebody, or a person shoots an arrow at him, they're the same thing. That's called Adam and Mazak. Kirchhoff, Adam's like the Adam, that's clear. So the shayla is, by Aish, is that the same? Ki'ilu, he's not really doing it through the wind. But it's Ki'ilu, he used the wind to send that missile, in which case it's Ichayiv like Adam HaMazik. Or, no, since it's the wind doing it, or some other reason why it can't be considered an error. So, Mamela, since it's the wind, it's not him. So, why should it be Chayiv? The Torah says Chayiv. So, why the Torah saying Chayiv? It's not Adam HaMazik. Must be because of Mamela. Must be because it compared to the other moments.
Charcoal. So we're going to be a tunnel.
Right.
Now that I also understand, it's coal, whatever he lit, that is causing this damage.
Right.
So why is he looking at the flames as opposed to the coal source of the flames?
Why is it not his? Why is it not his? That's not the look you meant to show. That's the next line of the law. Why is not his? Why is it not his? Hold over his office. Right? That's what you ask. Why did we hold the Rishlok Yish? Yeah? So that's not like that. But that's Yossi making good on, and it's what we spoke about on Sunday, that it's critical for us to understand why the terrorist is a Chayef Eish. Because if it's an extension of the Odom, then it had the Chiyuvei Odom. If it's not extension of Odom, well, it's similar to Shor Boy, then it had the Chiyuvei of Momin. Says Rashi, if you solk a daytoch, now the fourth line of Rashi. If you solk a daytoch, the ikub and ayo, she going to Italy, megachel ashen shalom. The Havmina is that nafkimina between Rebirth and Shlokish is what would be if it was Hidli, megachel ashen shalom. With the gachel is not his. He took somebody else's gachel and he burned down somebody's what would be if I take your show and your show damages? I'm a high for it.
Sure, you should be.
I wasn't gonna get one line, right?
Sure. You told me to take it out of my
why am I trying to feel
sorry damaging people?
Yeah.
You took my you stole my
maybe no. Maybe no.
How could that be?
Right.
What's the how do you think that somebody should not be shy and bottle manage to be?
Grumble
just opened the door.
Do you remember a sugya in our kines? It's you or this team listening to you. Remember that sugya at the beginning of our kines?
Yeah.
I mean, the this team opened, smashed down the fence, and that's why the animals could go out and damage. The listening of Chayavim. The
only thing they dragged it out.
Oh, why?
Because it's grown onto us.
Very good. You just answered your question. You see, you know, I'm Peshea. If I'm Peshea, your property is not making mine unless some Kenyans involved here. And then I made it mine, so I'm Chayefri. If I'm Bishaya, I'm sharing your property, you're not going to be Chayef, but neither am I.
But if they brought that animal, the listen took the animal.
So they did some king in the
world. They forced it to be Chayef.
So the king in Geneva, they did some type of king in Geneva. But they didn't do a king in Geneva.
Even if they stared it out. Even if they stared it out.
If they hit it with a stick or something.
They don't stare it out.
Not scared. They need some type of king.
They had the. Well, the fear to go out.
No, that's a standard direction. Make you walk that way.
Right.
Let's think about it.
Like the coal.
Come on, Robert Apple. Shall I must go on to be Benaon at your Kenya between Mamit? You have to do some type of Kenyan or a key shot with some type of Kenyan. There's all the stuff that no involvement is. You need some type of Kenyan. But otherwise, even though you are absolutely for share, it'd be possible. So you see that being pshia on another person's property is not a reason to be chayef. you see that being per share and causing another person's property to damage is not a reason to be chayav. It has to somehow be connected back to me. I had some kinyan mashicha. I had some kinyan of mamid, which is also within hamamid beimus al chaveh al komus chaveh is going to be chayav. He did some type of king in there. The melee did the king is going to be a chayav.
Oh,
hey, if it wouldn't be my fire.
What?
How did I transport it from one place to another place without being clean?
Without permission?
Born again. So what do you want to say? Therefore, I should be cleaner because of some type of king I've born it. Okay, I hear that. Maybe it could become yours within Kenyan Hagbar, Kenyan, some type of Kenyan like that. What happens if it wasn't? No kidding. Somebody lit a barbecue in my garden, and I possibly bring my produce and let it catch on, and it goes wild. Am I shy for that? Didn't do any kidding. It's not my mind. The case we'll see in the Gemara light later. Somebody has a camel which has got loads of produce, and it goes into somebody, the produce goes into somebody's canary, and the produce catches fire, and that produce therefore causes the whole conflagration, the whole area burns down, and he's bottom. Why? Because it's not his fire. It's that guy's fire. See, right, if you put some type of kid in where he picked up for something later, there could be enough good minutes in a case where he doesn't do that, right? In this case, the case we're going to have in tomorrow. The Gomel walks in, he doesn't do any kinyan to that fire. But the fire, it catches fire to his produce and burns down the whole town, the whole neighborhood. So if you're like, it's your arrows. If you're like, shokish, then so what? It's not my money, I'm going to be potential of the Gomel. Then that's again, we need to know. So why am I happy? So Rashi says, this important word of Rashi, which is going to be enough minutes later on. The Rashi is learning when we're talking about Esha, when it's your fire, they're not talking about whether your thing caught fire and your thing that caught fire burnt other things. Rather, what was the Gacheles? The Gacheles is the original material of the Esh. If those Gacheles, those charcoals aren't mine, even if my thing catches fire and therefore that causes the other things to burn down, it wouldn't be chayav. Right? Even though the reason why the house burned down is because my produce caught fire. As long as my produce caught fire because of your coals, I won't be chayav. Okay? You're going to change the chayav. Shaloi, the Yerichon, chayav, the chitz of him. That would be an afkamine. If it lived with the chayav, it's not his. It's not the Yerichon, chayav, but it's your arrow, Rishlokish Potter, the love, Mumbaini Hu, Kundri Shlokish the Potter, it's not your mum. It's not his mum. That's enough coming in between them. Right. There's another enough minutes we're going to have at the end of the Suga, which Rashi doesn't talk about. You can have it the other way around. You can have a case where, according to the good old Isham Shumamaini, you'd be Chayim. You're the Asian Mishum Chitzim, you'd be Potter. It could be another Machkimina. I was going to discuss it later. What would be if when the fire started moving, it couldn't have got further than a wall? It was a wall blocking the fire's progress. And then the wall collapsed. So you can't consider it my act. As I mean, what would be if I shoot an arrow at a wall, and the wall, there's no way the arrow can go past? And someone other was an earthquake, the wall fell down, and the arrow went further and smashed somebody's window pane. I wouldn't be chayav because my act, which I did, couldn't break that window pane. My act, at the moment when I shot that act, nothing could happen because there was a barrier blocking the arrow from going further. And then it fell down. So if you say, if you're going to be chayav because of my arrow, I wouldn't be chayav. But my arrow couldn't do that. If Asian Mishum and Moino, because I didn't look after my fire, then as soon as that wall broke down, my fire is keeping going. So why wasn't I looking after that fire? Because of Asian Mishum and Moino, I would be fine. That could be enough to come in the other way. Rashi doesn't talk about it like this. So there's an afkamina both ways. One afkamina is, and by the end of the story, you can tell me why Rashi doesn't talk about it like this. But one afkamina is, like Rashi said, what happens if it's not yours? If it's not your fire, if it's not your fire and you caused the thing to burn down. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Bichayev, because as much as it's your arrow doesn't have to be your arrow, that you own the arrow, it's your act. Even if it's not your arrow, you'd be chayiv for the damage that happened due to your act. You're only chayiv because it was your property, you're meant to look after it. If it wasn't my property, then I have to look after it, I'm not going to be chayiv. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, which Rashi doesn't say, is a case where the act that I did couldn't have caused that damage unless something else happened. And a subsequent act happened afterwards, which enabled my act to damage. So I wouldn't be chayiv for that. If it's memoina, what would be if my show was locked up and the walls broke down? Ganovin broke down the wall. I know you about it. It was in the daytime. What's it then? Ganovin broke down a wall and I know about it. My animals go out. Who's chayiv? Even though when he put them in the pen, they were all locked up. Who cares? It's your property that's outside, and you can stop it here as well. It's your fire raging, and you could stop it, so you'd have to be fine. That would be two nafkaminas, if you're Ish Mishon Kitzav, or Ish Mishon Memoina. Still don't know why one holds one and one holds the other, but that's basic nafkaminas between the two. If you're Ish Mishon Kitzav, then it's to do with your act, so I don't care if you own it or not. But it has to be the act and achieve that. If you're the Ish Mishon Memoina, you're only chayiv it's your property. But as long as your property can do that damage, even if it's only because of some subsequent act that has nothing to do with me, I'd still be chayiv. So far so good, Ruben. I'll see Moshe Yaakov, Moshe Peretz. Kol Tov. Excellent. So now my timer. Now. This chiddush of Rashi, there's Tosfos about it which we've not learned yet. It's a gvaldige chiddush of Rashi. Rashi's saying, if it's not your fire, you wouldn't be chayiv. If it's not your fire, you wouldn't be chayiv. It's a tremendous chiddush. Somebody comes and lights a fire. Another person comes and takes his wood, his own wood, and takes a flame and goes and burns someone else. It'd be potter. It's not his fire. The Chiddush and Rashi takes it, got three catches on it, and we'll have to come up with some shorting of Bidas Rashi. But we're going to leave that for when we get to places. Says the Gemara, right. My timer is off. Says the Gemara, Ishlokish, my timer, the Omaka Yirchi. Why did Ishlokish not hold like Yirchi? It's Odama Mazik. Why didn't he hold like Yirchi? Omanacha, Chitzov, Mikoychoi, Kozni. Hi, Louis Mikurikon. Odama Mazik. Why did the arrow go that far? Because of what I did. It was because of my force that I invested in this act, that's why the arrow went. Had I not pulled back the string so far, then the arrow wouldn't have gone so far. So it's directly connected to my act. But hi. A fire? Fire doesn't go mikoyfo. How does fire travel? You light a fire and it moves off. Either because of the wind or because it naturally moves off. It's nothing to do with me. It's true, I lit the original force, but the rest of it is all its own natural energy, or it's the wind's energy, but not my act. So maybe you can't compare it to other mamazim. Look at Rashi. Hai lav mikoycho. Rashi is on the second narrow line. Hai lav mikoycho. Why? The eish me'eleho rileches v'delekes l'melchuk. Fire naturally progresses. Naturally moves from one place to another.
Initial strength to get the fire was his car.
Very good.
So why? It's just like pulling the bow.
So Rabbi Yossi also just repeated the good question, saying the initial curve of striking the fire was his Korah. So why is it not similar to an Aaron? Yeah? There's one word in Russian which answers your question. V'delekes lemelchuk. Why is Rashi telling us how far it goes? What's the difference? The answer is like Yossi's saying. Avada, the person lights a fire and it burns right here. That's definitely his act. Nothing to talk about. He lit that fire. He lit it. He burnt it. But we're not talking about that. The fact that it burnt it. That fire may have burnt it. It's Chayiv on the Mamazi. It. Chayiv also that went 3 meters down the lake. Or can be even further, a few hundred meters down. How did the fire get there? Now, if I lit the match with great force or little force, it would make no difference about how fire goes. The fact that it went 300 meters down the lane has nothing to do with my original act. That because how I lit it, that's why it went that far. That's because normal thing, fire moves. Had I lit it softly, it would have also moved. And I lit it hardly, it would do the same thing. Why did that fire get to 300 meters down the lane? Of course, I was the original cause of it. But why did it get there? Because fire moves. That's very different to an arrow. It's very different to an arrow. With an arrow, if I take the arrow, why did the arrow go 300 meters? Because I pulled it this strength. Why did it go 600 meters? Because I pulled it further. Why did it go 1,000? Because I pulled it even further. Why didn't it go at all? Because I pulled it too much. It snapped. But it's all to do with the act that I did. That direct correlation between what happened and me. That's chitzav. That's all the mamazik. But my ace is not like that. The ace, the fact that ace went above, the reason why it burned at the beginning is because of me. But the fact that it went lemelchuk, as Rashi speaks out, that's a natural phenomenon. It has nothing to do with me. Therefore, it's not comparable to all the mamazik.
Same thing by the bow and arrow. Take a bow, and it has like a regular piece of thread. It's not even going anywhere. So here he had, this is force. I mean, basically, he's using other elements to get his arrow across that distance.
Yeah.
Elements, and he doesn't own it.
He's done it with his arrow. Who cares? Because it's other mamazik. Other mamazik, get chayv even if it's not yours. If you did an act which causes the damage, your chayv, by putting the string of the arrow, you caused it to go, by me going this, I caused it 300 meters.
So, by Ruach Shalom Tzviya, he's
lying. Oh. Let's talk about Ruach Shalom Tzviya. I make things complicated. Even by Ruach Shalom Tzviya, a normal wind, I like the fire. So if you ask a scientist, how that fire, where's it going to go to? It's going to go to 300 meters. But why is it going to go 300 meters? Because the wind is making it go that way. Not because of how you lit that flame. It's not kashur to your act. It's kashur to the materials of the meteorological.
Caused it.
Means I generated this fire.
And so
it's kidding, no, I created an ox. If I make an ox, that's possible, right? A gilgul, right? I make an ox. And this ox now goes in damage. Is it other mamazin or is it mamina mamazin? How would you define that? The reason why the ox damaged is only because I made it. But why didn't damage nothing to do with? Because of the act I made, that's all the after effect. I made it animal. Well, now the animal goes and damages. That's the same as this fire. I made the fire, and now the fire goes and damages. The reason why it damaged that is not, it doesn't make any difference of how I made that fire. So it can't be considered the other mamazi. The same came by an arrow. The reason why directly connected to the way that you, the act that you did. So it's directly connected to the act, so we call it Olam Hamazik. But the fire, it's because I made it, it's true. But the reason why it burns is because of its own current, because of its own energy, or because of the wind's energy, but because of its own energy, not because had I lit the fire differently, something else would have happened. No, nothing to do with my act. Now Rashi says the vault is that the fire has its own energy. Rashi says ish mehela, third narrow line. Hi, that we could go to see it. The ish mehela holeches v'daleches melchim. A fire has a natural energy to go and burn further. That's how Rashi learns. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he says somewhat different. Rabbeinu Chananel, I think Yossi will definitely understand Rabbeinu Chananel easier. Rabbeinu Chananel is halfway down where we probably got slightly different. But halfway down on my page, we've got Ishloch, I'll read that out and read it out. Ishloch is on my Mishum of Moinoi, Kiloima, Kimbaichim is Chaim and Ezek Shoyoi, Okriyoitze Boyi. So Chaim Bezekon, just like your Chaim, the damage in Shoyda, so to Kappa Isha. Is what I wanted. Doho Einoi, Hoylech Mikoi Choi. It doesn't go because of his Koyach Mazik, Elo Mikoyach Ruach. Reina Chalam says the reason why it's not the Moino, it's not a Chitzo, is because the Ruach of fire. It's the wind. Nothing to do with me, it's the wind. That's how Reina Chalam learned. Rash doesn't say that far. I think even if it's his own, even if there's no wind, the fire caught hold of something, it naturally progresses further. It's not called Odom HaMazik, because it's nothing to do with the original act. Of course, the original act was the cause.
Unless the person actually ignited a particular object, and that object, the damage of that object that ignited, that'd be Odom HaMazik.
So that's how Yossi said. About that, the place where he lit, that's Odom HaMazik. That area lit. But
so
the fact that it goes the milk, the fact that it goes further and further and further on, that's not
the spreading of the fire. That's on its own,
right?
It's possible, like with the dog that has to develop.
Yeah.
And sets it down. Where he sets it down, that's a different person when he lit it on that spot or through.
Right, exactly.
Magel or whatever you want to call that dog.
Exactly. Right, so that's what we're saying. We couldn't do a Ishlokish, the place where you lit it, then Achram is Odom HaMazik. But we're talking about a Melchik, the fact that it goes further, that's nothing to do with Chitzov. So I can't compare it to Chitzov. No. Yerichon, my time is not a Ishlokish. And why does Yerichon not hold like a Ishlokish? Okay, so why do you know that Ishlokish? Amalacho, Memoino, Isbein Mamosho. Oh, let's be my Moshe. Memoino is be my Moshe. When you're chayav because you didn't look after your thing, that's not matter because you had some item you're meant to look after. And the Torah said, this item you have to look after. But here, oh, let's be my Moshe. Sidrashi. Sidrashi. Oh, let's be my Moshe. This shall have us here, Amazekis. It's the fire, it's a flame that damages. The Inom Amish. Hilkoch, where Chayver Achmonam Shum Chitin. Hilkoch, Ki Chayver Achmonam, and the Torah is Machayev, Mishum Chitzov, who the Chayev. Torah is Chayev, Mishum Chitzov. It actually does something very interesting. When we talk about what's Memoinoi, one has to be Memoinoi, it's the Gacheles. But what's the actual thing that causes the damage is the Shalheves. The Gacheles is the original Makor of Ish. Shalheves is the thing that damages it. In order to say you should be Chayim, comparable to Shoy, has to be comparable to Shoy. What's the thing that actually damages the Shoy? So now you've got something you can look after. It's got Mamoshes. You can say, okay, I'm holding this in, I'm grading it in. Hashengin Shalheves is the thing that damages it. That's got no mamosh. And therefore, it's not comparable to Momin. It's not comparable to Momin. And then it can't be. When the Torah says, Shalim Mishalim Ahmavi Esa Be'er, the one who lights a fire is trying to pay. It can't be because Mamoinoi has to be because of all the mamas. That's all that's left. So it comes out something interesting. We have a machlik to be a chayish lokish. Which one was the muskurisha? Who's the more possible one? Which one should we all hold on unless we can't? It's not that they woke up one day and said, you know, I want to say this and I want to say that. There was a svara, one of them in the chayish is more basic understanding. And then the other one says, well, I can't hold like a more basic understanding, so it has to be something else. So which one's a more basic understanding? The Chitzov or the Mamoina? Is a more basic understanding, since it's your Gecheles, it's your property, you should have looked after it. Or is the more basic understanding, no, it's your act, it's your act, it's Adam Amazi. Which one would you say? Or they're both equal to you? I'll ask you what you would do. You thought it was good. I mean, you thought that the fact that the fire burned down 300 meters or 1,000 meters, that's all an extension of the original acting did. Even though it has no correlation whatsoever to the act they did. Because the act, he could have done a much smaller act, he would have done the same thing. He could have struck the fire with full vigor and saying, shaking your board and all that, and it would have been the same. So the fact that it burned down 1,000 meters down the line was all connected, directly connected to his original act. That's how you understand.
So if it's his fire, his coat.
His coat.
Or other days, the damages that are caused.
No. The reason why it's higher is because of chitzel. Let's talk about the case that we mentioned earlier. There was a wall blocking the fire, and the fire couldn't go further. When he lit the fire, there was a wall blocking, couldn't go further, then the wall collapsed, and the fire now goes further. Would you be high? Why? Because if you hold it, it's because of your money. Your money is now running rampage. Why shouldn't you have to look after it? Why shouldn't he be chayv? By showing be chayv, by showing your chayv in that case, if someone's got a show and he locks up really well, and then the wall falls down, it's a danger, and he could easily go and knock you out with difficulty. He could get the animal, or remain the animal.
Be chayv. That's when he goes
to that. Right. What would be in the case of fire, Mac? Somebody lights a fire and there's a wall.
He can stop the fire.
And then the wall falls down.
He could stop that fire.
Why?
This is fire. That sounds like.
Let's be emotional.
What?
Come to Ibu Ekanon. Let's be emotional. Let's be emotional. It's not Momo. I'm not coming to the moment. And it's only coming because of the act that I did. My act couldn't cause that damage, so I shouldn't be afraid. What would be if somebody shoots an arrow? Right? He shoots an arrow and there's a wall. And that wall falls down. And the arrow goes further. And he could stop the arrow, but he doesn't stop the arrow. And it kills somebody. Is he afraid? No, he's possible. Absolutely possible. His act couldn't have killed that person. In fact, the reason why he died is because some other act. Something happened after the subsequent act. So if it's same because of your act couldn't have done it. If you go to your mom, you're right, you have to look up to your mom every minute of the day. Yes. That's what the Torah speaks
about. Same thing here,
but it's present. We want to understand it, the boss. This is the problem. You can't just say what the Torah says. We want to understand it. What did the Torah mean? The Torah doesn't discuss that wall that fell. But we don't know what happened. So if we understand what the Torah meant, then we can now understand what would be in this case or in that case. The Torah speaks about when you light your own fire and it goes and damages another field. What would be if it wasn't your fire, and it's somebody else's fire? What would be the deal? What would be if there's a wall blocking it? Lock it too. So we have to understand what's the Torah talking about.
Is that the wall? You see that traveling is not something that prevents fire to be high. Well, that's what I was trying to answer. Ah. The rule said, what if he travels? I said, just like by a person who lights his own fire, traveling distance did not matter.
But why?
The higher travels, it travels because we see it as his act of having lowest Shia.
So that's what we're asking. Don't you know which? That's what we're trying to figure out. Which of the Sfar Pshute? Is the Sfar Pshute because you're by share on your mind that travel, and that's why you're traveling about his neighbor's field? Or is it because it's considered a hemshech of your act? There'd be not a minute, like we spoke out, but what is it? What did the term mean? The term is Shari Mishan Amavis Abeya, the one that lives in Yitzchayim. What's it mean? Yitzchayim because he lives in, meaning because it's his act, or Yitzchayim because he didn't look after his property? Oh, so now you're saying that more possible than Yitzchayim. Okay. And you also did a little bit of Utah. It's okay. The Chayyan Svab Shuta is like Yitzchayim. Because it's not comparable to a chait at all. It's not comparable, like we just said. Every act that's your chait, your act, the damage is directly proportional to the activity he did. And had he done that activity differently, the damage would have been different. Here it's not like that. Yeah, he did it, he created an energy, and the energy went above further. The lachraya, the svab shuta, is like Rish Lodge. That's how Tosis, we'll see Tosis and Yetzirah when we get it. Tosis speaks this out. So when the Gemara asks the question, why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rish Lakish, the Gemara's question is, it should be like Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish is the more mistaber one. Rish Lakish is the more mistaber. You can't be chayim with Odom and Mazik. There's no time to chitom. Chitom, what's the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan of Rish Lakish? Chitom. I love me. It's nothing to do with his acts. It's hits off. It's like Koyboy. It's just created something and it's moving on.
Doesn't the Gemara ask first opinion? Two things, but in this case, that's Gemara on Rish Lakish. So when you initially think that Rish Lakish isn't the logical
one. Oh, very good. So it's good to be to ask me that. So I've just told you Rish Lakish is the more possible one. Yeah? So then why is the Gemara asking, why did Rish Lakish not allow Griffin? He just said one. It's the more possible one. If Rish Lakish did it more possible, so why did Rish Lakish not allow Griffin to say more possible? So that's something which you have to really wait for at the end of the Gemara. I'll tell it to you now already. But the Gemara later on, the Chabbism of this brings a posuk in support of Griffin. There's a big posuk supporting Griffin. Amavi is the hero. Amavi, the one that lights it, it's because of your act. He's a posuk supporting Rabbi Yochanan. So, of course, we should follow the posuk. That's the best, right? So why do Rish Lakish not say that's pshat in the posuk? There's a posuk supporting Rabbi Yochanan. Tells it can't be pshat in the posuk. I'll quench out the posuk somehow. Because it's not chitov. It's not his act. It's not a kohen. It's a kavi. Then when Rabbi Yochanan, then the Gemara says that Rish Lakish is right. So I know that Rabbi Yochanan's got the posuk, which seems to support him. Oh, but since Rish Lakish is so endless, I thought we have to change the posuk, we have to find some other pshat in the posuk. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold that Rish Lakish? Why didn't he say it's because of Mammon? And we just said it can't be Mammon. Now we get to it can't be Mammon. It doesn't have mamoshes. It can't be Mammon. And a mind, we have to have the posuk like it seems to say it's because of Chitzok. I don't know, I've got a posuk telling me it is. Why didn't Rish Lakish want to say that Rabbi Yochanan? I think God posuk. It's not doesn't make sense then. It's not chitzov. It says not chitzov.
Why is it like mamon? Why is it not like mamon?
Because I don't have mamon.
Cold. It has the mushroom. The cold has the mushroom.
Very good. Yes.
Why is it not?
Very good. So we mentioned that Rashi plays a little bit on this. Mitzad echod the agdor when it's yours or not, as depending on the gacheles, the mekoya ish. But the thing that causes the damage. Is the fire going further? The coal doesn't cause damage. The coal is the original source of the fire. But the thing that causes damage is the flames that go further down. Those flames don't have mamoshes. So those flames are not similar to shoy. By shoy, you've got something tangible to look after. Grab hold of it. You've got something there. Don't let this thing cause damage. Hold it. The flames are not mamoshes. Some rishonim say, since there's no mamoshes, it's hard to look after.
Yeah, just extinguish it. I mean,
that seems to. It's not exactly like that. Yeah, we know this. It's a bit harder to put out a raging fire than to hold something in like that. Yeah, you don't have 5 years, wow. But in a family, that part, we still need work. And listen, some Rishonim say that lotion, it's harder to look after. But Rash doesn't say that necessarily. I said, the Shalheves has Nehi HaMazekes. You see, Rashi answers your question also. The Shalheves, He HaMazekes. The Shalheves is the Mazik, not the Gacheles is the Mazik. It's the Shalheves is the Mazik. The Inna Marish. And the Shalheves doesn't have Marish.
I understand. The energy is empty. Hey, we're talking about just the energy itself is what's causing the damage, not the...
The Gacheles is the source, and that has to be yours. But the Shalheves is the thing that actually does it. Does the damage. And that doesn't have Marish. So, all right, so on Rashi. Rashi seems to be playing on two things. Tzadeh Chol, we're talking about who owns the Gacheles, and that does have Marish, of course. Tzadsheni, the Nidan is... What did the Hezek, and Hezek is the Shalheves that doesn't have.
And why is that so? What?
Serious.
He put it here, so considering the Chalet is here, and he caught it, like, he shot the arrow right at this spot, and then it started the domino effect.
But that domino effect wasn't because of me. Because the domino effect had nothing to do with the act I made. I created the energy. But the fact that energy moved off was the energy's own. Force. If somebody kicks a stone, an animal kicks a stone, the reason why the stone goes however far it goes is directly connected to the force that was invested in the original kick. Here, the fact the fire goes however further has got nothing to do with the original strength of the original creation of the fire.
Wherever you did it, it was.
Right.
So then you definitely.
It's nothing to do with the force he invested in the beginning. It's to do with what the flammable things are there afterwards. I mean, those all. That's again a natural energy. The natural energy is that if it's got more things to burn, it'll burn more. Right. More than burn got there in its path, it'll burn more. That's, if it's raining, it won't burn. If it won't be raining, it will burn. That's nothing to do with me. There's all outside factors.
So, surely, isn't there a difference between something where you can see what you're liable to hit and where something new occurs? For example, if you light a fire within a radius of a nuclear facility, then the chances are that when you light the fire, you know that's going to, there is that possibility. Whereas if you light a fire where something else happens, like rain comes down or... a wall falls down or whatever, that's different from where you light, because at the moment you light the fire, you know where it is potentially liable to travel and what the consequences of where it might travel could be.
The other thing that brought the Kula, but I'm going to change our discussion here. The problem with the Kula is that when a person lights his fire, is he peshea? So if he knows it's going to burn, it's got a possibility to burn more things, he's obviously more of a pesher than if he doesn't know that. But why did it burn those things? Was that his act that made it burn it? Or was that he created the energy and then the energy mitzad itself, or because the wind went and burned down that nuclear facility? Right, that was your example. So when he lit that fire, he created that energy, and that'd be a good enough yumina, yes. When I light a fire, exactly the same force I generate to light a fire. One I light 300 meters away from a nuclear facility, and one I light 300 meters away from an empty field. The fire travels 300 meters. In one place, it burned down a few pieces of hay, and one place, it burned down a nuclear facility. Was the reason why I burned down a nuclear facility because I invested more strength into this fire? No. Not really because I invested more strength. Exactly the same strength in creating the fire. Just the fire has an ability to move the 300 meters and it went to that place. So the force I invested was something that's local. And then it went further. Sirius is that an animal kicks stones. That's the case of Sirius. Now, why did the stones get kicked and land 50 meters away? Why did they land 50 meters away? You know, another animal keep it nice. How many things is the word? Why do you want it? Or the force of the kick? Because the force of the kick causes it to go 50, causes it to go 100, causes it to go 200. The force of the kick generated the titzah. That's not by fire. That's not true by fire.
Let's say that the animal kicked it with a very much weaker kick, and there was a bottle next to it. That rock bends that bottle. Now bottle back to another bottle.
Kick at the kick. So we had sugars back in the cave.
So
again, if you would say you have a cave, which was the shayla tested, you wouldn't be. If you were told that cave in the cave, then again, why did we'll make scientific thing? Why did the eventual thing break? You know why? Because he put a certain force into hitting the glass. Because of that force, they generated that force of the second glass. That managed to break the third one and the fourth and fifth, all directly connected to his original force. Had he not made that, or had he not kicked that stone with so much vigor, then it wouldn't have done that domino effect. It's all created because of the energy that was there, because of what he had put into that. It's mochach like that, somebody plays dominoes. The reason why you knock down all the dominoes is depending on how much strength you put into the original thing. Had you just knocked it very slightly, then only the first few would have fallen, not the rest. It's all connected because of the original force you put in. Domino effect, right? That's what it is. The shame and the fire is not like that. The fire created the fire. The fire created something that has the energy. Then the energy starts moving. Why is it moving? Because of him?
The synergy is independent.
Right? The energy is its own energy. It's got inside it. You created the energy. It's true. But then the energy starts moving. That's not chitzah. So Yishlaki says, as much as I'd love to hold like you, Rabbi Yechon, you got a posuk, I was there, I find a different shot in the posuk. It cannot be true. But it's not the person who's doing it. You can't go back to Chitzov. We'll find out the shot in the posuk. Because it doesn't make sense. No, it's not Chitzov. They're not Chitzov. So we'll say the posuk means something else. It's deep in the posuk. It's deep, okay. I'll tell you the different shot. It's like his new apostle. He says, it can't be. It can't be the apostle is true. Look, if you look at Tosfos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven Tosfos down. Yeah, this is a rarity. It says the Tosfos you should bring. Seven Tosfos down, the Ramas Rabbi Yechon. See it? If you look at my time on my Krishna Akins, even though Rabbi Yochanan learned it from the Psukim. So what's your question? Why did Rabbi Yochanan hold like Yishlokish? He's got a Pesuk supporting him. He should have used that Pesuk for a different thing. The Pesuk is like Yishlokish. The Lochitzov, it's not his arrow. What's the arrow going to do with it? It's not his arrow. He made an energy, and the energy naturally moved on, or the winds naturally moved it. It wasn't him. So it can't be that he's considered the one that did it. All it could be is because it's his money, he should have looked after his money. That's all it could be. Then you have this Tosfos, interesting Tosfos, which is very sensitive, I want to suggest. Although Rabbi Yochanan's got a posuk supporting him, but since it's so negative to Svara, that would tell us, don't learn the Pasuk better. Learn the Pasuk in Israel. Right? Don't learn the Chumash, just get a blindfold. There's a course of it, says it. Chaliyot, Chitzov, that's a Chitzov in. The fat animal, the fire moved, it's all its own thing. It's like an animal moving. What's that got to do with me? The animal's moving, the fire's moving, nothing to do with me. Adamai has to be something else. Adamai. Al Kofuch, the Pasuk doesn't mean that. The reason why you're fine must be because it's Imamim. That's why you're fine. And that's the most question. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Yishlokish? We understand why Yishlokish doesn't hold like Yishlokish. Even though there's a Pasuk of it can't be, it's not Chitzov. But why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Yishlokish? Why did Rabbi Yochanan consider this Pasuk? You have to learn it's the person. And not, why didn't you say it's Malan HaMazik? That's not Malan HaMazik. Not Malan HaMazik. It's Imbri Mamosh. It can't be considered Mamana. Okay, so far so good.
Why does the Mikvar here say that the reason is because he has a plus?
No, again, the fact that he's got a posse is not enough for no reason. That's what I just said from Jesus. But I'll tell you that the posse is some other way.
No, I'm saying the other way. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's Kohar, why don't we say the reason, the time limit that he doesn't hold, like we say the reason he doesn't hold is because of that, it's no more mashas. Why does the Gemara say because of posse?
That's the discussion. Only Gemara's Rabbi Yochanan maintained now. The Gemara asked Rabbi Yochanan, why don't you know the Shlaki? It's straight taste. What do you mean? You've got a pasuk. He says, no, I would have told you to use the pasuk for some other pshat. Don't use it to explain it. So negative story, Shlaki is more MS. It can't be out chitzov. It's not chitzov, it's not koichor. So why don't you learn like Shlaki and use the pasuk for something else? Third says, I can't learn like Shlaki because it's no mamoshes. So I can't learn like Shlaki. So therefore, I'll have to say the apostles come to tell me clearly. Right? Okay. When are we meeting again on Thursday?
Yeah.
Where are you holding in the Gemara? Okay. I want you very much to get to the two dots before we start again the tesis. So I'll have a Thursday good if you can see
that.
Okay, let's wrap up. When do you say you're coming back?
I'll be back in town on Wednesday of next week. I'm traveling next Tuesday.
Okay, you should have a good journey.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, see you on Thursday. Very well.